Hey, it's David Kaye, voice of Beast Wars Megatron and TFA Optimus. You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 14. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me, as always, is the infamous...
Dave, Joe, and Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you, besides the broken ankle?
It didn't break, thank God. If it broke, I would not be here, so... it's getting better. It's on the mend, so I'm more so walking like a penguin now rather than an undead zombie. So it's
penguin like, is better.
Yeah. Undead zombie is the worst thing in the world where I can barely walk. Penguin is like I can walk, but I'm still limping.
Well, just don't go wah, 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 and
oh my god,
act like the 60s Batman.
Oh, Burgess Meredith, we miss you.
You can now hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher, smart radio, the smart way to listen to radio.
Yes. So we're here to talk about Transformers. And for us, because we don't really care about a lot of the toy news, because most of the toy news is Dark of the Moon toy news or third-party stuff, there really is only two news items that we have. This week, and this time around.
Yes. And the news is starting off with Transformers Dark of the Moon home release. Yes, they actually have the press release out for it now. With actual imaging and the Twitter thing of number TF3 Friday.
Yeah, hashtag TF3 Friday, yeah.
And, yes, they're going to have it on Blu-ray, DVD combo, DVD, digital download, and on demand.
Yep. I think I said it in our Dark of the Moon episode. If I get Dark of the Moon, if I get any of them again, I'll probably just buy them through iTunes, through digital download. I'm so far out of DVD collecting at this point because, obviously, last year I had to sell off my entire DVD collection. I don't care about store exclusives. I don't care about, you know, oh my god, if you buy it from this store, you're gonna get this. If you buy it from that store, you're gonna get this. If you buy it from here, it'll be a steelbook. If you buy it from here, it'll be Bumblebee's head on a stick. I just don't care about special packaging anymore.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Although I'm not going to buy mine through iTunes or Amazon.
Yeah, you're going to get an actual physical copy. But see, with me, I don't care. Honestly, I don't really care about physical copy anymore.
See, to me, it's whatever happens to be on sale that particular week.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, if the DVD's on sale, I'll get that. If the Blu-ray's on sale, then I will get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But. And it's a big but. No. I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to get it on DVD or Blu-ray at this point, but I would honestly like to get it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sure. I'm probably more than likely going to get it on DVD just because that's how I got Revenge of the Fallen.
Yep.
And the first film was, to me, really the only one worth getting on Blu-ray, considering I got it for like $15 that way. I'm probably not going to get it on the complete series set. I'm not going to get it with any of the 3D garbage. I'm not going to get, you know, the 6-disc or 9-disc or however the hell they're going to market this.
Yeah, the marketing campaign for this, they are just blowing the marketing campaign up as far as it's a mass market campaign over TV, print, radio, online. It's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be everywhere for sure. I'm like I said, I'm hoping that it's cheap, which it probably will be. I'll just go to Walmart, and I'm sure it'll be for like $15 for the DVD.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's in any case.
And in some really, really surprising news, TV shows on DVD.com broke the news with a press release that we are getting Transformers Prime Darkness Rising on DVD. 5-part original miniseries hitting home entertainment shelves nationwide. Own it on DVD December 6, 2011 from dun-dun-dun-na, Shout Factory.
Yay!
So this actually means we will get, no matter how many seasons Transformers Prime gets on TV, whatever the last season is, we'll actually get a DVD of that season, unlike certain other animated shows. Fucking Cartoon Network.
Anyway. Yeah, well, eventually I'm sure Shout will get animated and Beast Machines. Although Machines technically doesn't need a redo, but I'm sure that they'll give it their own little twist.
Yeah.
So I'll still probably obtain that and Prime and animated. But yes, I'm excited to see Prime actually on DVD so that, one, I can empty out the space on my web domain. Because that's about 500 megabytes there.
Yeah.
Just from the first 5-parter.
Yeah. The suggested retail price of the disc is $14.97.
Yay.
So
now I'm just wondering, is it going to be worth getting the miniseries, or should we wait until the season one where it might
happen? I honestly think we should wait, but
that's, I mean, my personal opinion is what I'm thinking is it's because it's going to be a part of the whole thing anyhow.
Yeah.
So it might be just beneficial. I mean, if you have to have it, I would say to get it.
Yeah, the only way I would say that you would have to get this, and Shout hasn't released any info as far as I know about, like, if there are going to be any special features on this, if it's going to have commentaries or anything like that. If it's just the 5 episodes on 1 or 2 discs or whatever, if it's just the 5 episodes by themselves, I'm waiting for a season or, I know Prime is still in its infancy, a season or a complete series set, because if it's just the 5 episodes, that's not worth double dipping. Paying $15 now, or well, in December, $15 in December, and then say February, the full season comes out for $25. That's,
well, see, and this is almost the same thing as what they did with G.I. Joe and Transformers Generation 1. They had the first 5 episodes on the, you know, on a miniseries disc, and then they had them all again in the season set.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's going to be the same thing. I think they're going to kind of gauge sales on it.
Oh yeah, that's why they do stuff like this. I mean,
it's definitely a feeler. That's,
oh yeah.
So damn it, people, buy it anyway, just so that you could turn around and sell it at your pawn shop afterwards. Or give it away as a freebie or something to a nephew, a son, daughter, whatever. Just give it to somebody young. Get them attached. They could buy the damn toys. God damn it.
Now, the toys for Primer are supposedly supposed to be hitting shelves November and December this year, so...
Around the same time.
Yeah, the toys look really, really good. A lot of the Voyagers look really, really interesting, so... I'm just loving Prime. You probably won't be hearing much Prime discussion from us, because, Teletoon actually jumped the gun in Canada... And after they aired episode 23 of Transformers Prime, Hasbro and Hub Network basically told Teletoon, look, don't air anymore. Because the Hub's whole marketing scheme for the final episodes of this season, 21 through 26, was September, October, November sweeps. So... that's why we haven't gotten any here in the U.S., but Canada had. And, you know, as sticklers as we at All Things Transformers are, we reviewed all three episodes before they were actually aired here in the U.S. So episode 21 just aired this past weekend, so we have to wait a few weeks before we can review an actual new episode to us of Transformers Prime.
And those of you looking to find downloads of it, because it may not be on YouTube, go to PredaconEmpire.com. I will continuously hit this shameless plug as long as we don't have DVDs of it. As soon as DVDs come out, it's pretty much gone off the site. I'm not playing the piracy game with
that. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. As soon as the DVDs come out, that's the way, you know, people need to go buy the DVD.
Well, not only that, but I don't want to waste the hard drive space for my... web server. Oh, I need it for podcasting, goddammit. Each episode is an episode of a podcast. Alright, well, we'll be back after the commercial break then.
You are listening to All Things Transformers. Maximals, maximize!
Emerging from the dark humor that was the Beast Unleashed podcast, Steve Megatron, TFGO and Mike, and Pecan Court Michael move on to Transformers Animated, coming June 26, 2011, Transformation Animation Podcast. 15 podcast episodes covering all three seasons of Transformers Animated and the awesome toy line as well. We will also have cast and crew interviews, so get tapped this summer with the GeekCast Radio Network's next Transformers franchise podcast, Transformation Animation Podcast.
Decepticons, transform and rise up!
Ah, welcome to my throne room, fugitives. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
Soundwave, jam that transmission!
Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rat Bat, Eject, Operation Interference.
No, there will be no Operation Interference. I am TFG1 Mike, and you should be listening to my very first podcast, the TFG1 Podcast. 24 episodes covering the entire U.S. run of the 1984 Transformers cartoon. I also have a few supplemental episodes and an interview with Stan Bush. I bring in guest hosts who will be full-time co-hosts in Steve Megatron and fan of the show, now co-host Pecan Court Michael. So check out the TFG1 Podcast. You can find it on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Transform and roll out!
Now back to All Things Transformers.
And now we're back with All Things Transformers for the discussion part, since TF Prime is no longer on television for a little bit. So
it's airing, but we are so far ahead that we...
Well, we jumped the shark because Teletoon did.
Yeah.
So, therefore, go ahead
we
with
jumped
your...
the Sky Bite.
Ew. At least it's not the low road joke. I would kill...
Oh, come on! Sky Bite is a shark, is he not?
Yes.
Okay, then.
At least it's not the low road joke that's been going around on various forms. I kill these people. I kill you all, I tell you.
Lead back to the low road.
That's where I'll bury all you bastards. Anyways, on with your discussion idea.
What, you know, with the movies kind of done, I mean, Dark of the Moon is coming out on DVD. Transformers Prime will be... I don't know how much of a hiatus that it's going to take between Season 1 and Season 2, but it's currently in its final episodes of Season 1. What is your opinion of the state of the Transformers fandom at this point?
Well, my thoughts about it are... I think that... One, they need to stay the hell away from movies for a while. Just because they've kind of burned it out. It just needs to stop. As for the cartoon, I'm hoping that it keeps going. Depending on how well the hub does. I mean, because, yeah. I mean, look, they killed G.I. Joe Renegades.
That was Cobra's fault, though.
Yeah, it was because Cobra Commander didn't look like Cobra Commander, so they shut it down.
I don't know.
I'm fine with TF Prime. Mm-hmm. I think the toys should have come out a lot sooner, like after the 5-part miniseries.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing with the toys is, though, the problem with that is, at the time that Prime started...
Yeah, the film.
The movie, and the movie toys, and they go through those cycles to where... And I'm actually glad that Transformers Prime, in addition to, like, Generations and whatever else Hasbro has planned for the rest of this year and going into next year... I'm glad that Transformers Prime toys aren't going to be de-shelved by movie toys. I'm glad that they've actually approached this a hell of a lot better than when they did animated. Because the movie line, the Revenge of the Fallen movie line, just killed animated toys, which sucks. I honestly think that people might... I mean, you're still going to have the hardcore fans like us that love G1, that love Beast Wars, Beast Machines, that love some that love animated, some that don't, and some that may not like Beast Wars or Beast Machines still, or G1. You're still going to have those fans that have been hardcore for years, but as far as like a general fandom thing, without a movie, I think the fandom's kind of going to take a step back. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that it's kind of like, you know, I hate to compare the Transformers fandom to this, but it's kind of like 3D in the 80s. It was a nice, great fad for about 3 or 4 years. It died, and it didn't come back till about a year and a half ago. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with Transformers. Transformers is a very, very strong fan base. I just don't think it's going to be in the limelight as much as it has been the past 4 years with these 3 movies that we've had.
Yeah, I do think it will die out a little bit, but I'm not... I'm hoping that it doesn't die too much to where they can't resurrect it unless they need to do another Beast Wars. maybe in true 3D this time with the original voice actors and maybe take the story in a different direction, but keep them.
Do I need to slap you awake? Because you're dreaming, dude.
I know. It's a pipe dream. It could happen. It's a pipe dream, but... The toys... overall, I can't. I don't know. The Prime Toys, I'm good with. The rest of it, kind of meh. They kind of, I don't know, ram too much of different lines down your throat.
Yeah.
I'm more of a standard, I don't care about the movie line whatsoever, other than watching the film.
I mean, some of the Dark of the Moon toys this year, they were very, very good. Some of the Voyagers were. I love the Voyager Shockwave. But, again, I'm looking at toys nowadays as, is this something, like, I've mentioned this before. I've considerably cut back on my toy collecting, and it's like, you know, I'll go to Target or Walmart, and I'll see Blur, I'll see Wheeljack, I'll see Thundercracker, I'll see Sergeant Cup. And at the time, I'll want all those figures, and I'll want to have them in my collection. 2 months down the line, I'll be like, I don't care about these guys anymore, and I'll take them and I'll go sell them. And it's like, it's one of those things where the toy collecting, for me, it isn't as special as it used to be. So I've kind of, like, cut back a lot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think that looks really, really good, and you know, it's great for the people that love the collecting to collect, but it, I don't know. It's just one of those things where I'm almost out of the Transformers toys. I just kind of have lost interest in the Transformers toy brand. I mean, it's not anything against it. I don't dislike it. It's just, it's one of those things where why waste money on something I'm going to sell 2 months down the line?
Yeah, the only thing I think that keeps this brand afloat is, I mean, the movie has for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can see is the video game.
War part of Cybertron,
the, yes, the video game part of the franchise and Transformers Prime, as well as like whatever DVDs and toys happen to come out between now and then. But that's pretty much the only thing to look forward to at this point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not comic people when it comes to the current state of Transformers comics. That's why we kind of haven't really mentioned that. And as I said in a previous episode, I am super excited later this month to see and to get and read Transformers Exiles, the sequel book to Exodus. But other than that, I mean, I don't know what else Hasbro has in line for Generations. I don't know what other lines they have in mind besides Prime. Are they going to make Prime the main line or make Generations the main line? Because you know, normally, okay, last year you had Revenge of the Fallen. You had the Generations line that just, you know, basically Universe 3.0 that started up. You had Power Core Combiners. You had Rescue Bots. You had all, you had like 5 different lines from Hasbro for Transformers. You had all this selection. Right now, all as I see is Dark of the Moon, Dark of the Moon, Dark of the Moon, because that's what it is that's popular at the moment. Transformers Prime is going to come out. So what other toy lines? I know the Generations line is coming back. So that's 3 lines right there. But, I mean, eventually the Dark of the Moon line is going to taper off. So what else is Hasbro going to give us in toy form? You know, maybe go back to some characters from G1 that haven't gotten the Generations treatment yet. We just don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking that very well may happen.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much the only thing to go to. But I also think that they need to go back and redo some figures that were done piss poorly a long time ago. Yes, this is coming full circle.
You're going back to Beast Machines, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and Beast Wars. They need some fucking masterpiece versions of some of these characters, or at least highly detailed versions compared to what they did back then.
The problem
with Primals, Optimal. I mean, Optimal is just way off. I mean, it's close enough, but it's off. Yeah. Transmetal Megatron, that's off. Let me see. The Megatron from Beast Machines.
Beast Machines, yeah.
Is way off.
The problem with doing Masterpiece Beastformers, whether it's Beast Wars or Beast Machines, is that Takara probably won't go for it. They love their cars. They love their mechanical vehicle things. Takara doesn't really care about the Beast stuff. As far as that's my understanding of it. If I could be wrong, you know, if someone can comment on this episode, I might be wrong. But I mean, look at the Masterpiece line so far. You've got MP01, and you've got him reissued so many times. You got Megatron MP, Starscream MP, Rodimus, and then they keep going back to Convoy. They keep going back to Optimus Prime, and they keep redoing him, repainting him. I can't even count on one hand how many fucking repaints there are of Masterpiece Optimus Prime. You know, and now with MP10 being the smaller scaled Masterpiece to fit in line with the size of MP09 Rodimus, Takara just doesn't. That's all they care about is those major things, and I think that's kind of sad because I would love to. I've said this plenty of times before on this podcast. I'd love to get a Masterpiece Soundwave with Masterpiece cassettes. That would be awesome. Are we going to get it? No, probably not, because no one fucking knows what the hell a goddamn cassette player is. You know, it's not relevant to the times anymore. I don't know. Now, I could be wrong, and again, people can comment or write in to us and let me know if I'm wrong in this, but one of the reasons why Takara may not do a Masterpiece Megatron Dino Mode. Hello, they're a Japanese company. Hello, Godzilla. You know.
So they invented Godzilla.
I know.
Godzilla!
Look, it's Godzilla. No, it's a facsimile of Godzilla. Oh God, what the hell is that from? I know what movie that's from, and I can't even think of the damn title. Anyway, I honestly think that other than hardcore Transformers fans that have been in the fandom for years, the mainstream Transformers market is going to severely taper off without a movie.
But at the same time, it may help it in the sense that they can like regather, come up with new ideas, and relaunch something.
True.
After, probably, I would give them 5-6 years before they even start trying to redo again. Kind of like what they did with Spider-Man. Kind of give it some time, and then go back and do something new.
I just, you know, we always say that, you know, whenever people have children of their own, thank God I worded that correctly, you know, that we're going to teach our kids about, you know, what we grew up on and, you know, get them into what we were into and whatever else. I don't see how anyone can get their kids into the Transformers fandom from when they were a kid, because all that stuff, it's such niche at this point, and niche as far as it's so far out of any realistic, you know, everyday person's price range. Like, you can't, you know, show your kid the G1 cartoon and say, oh, hey, here's Omega Supreme, and this was the toy I had as a kid that I don't have anymore, but we can go on eBay, and holy crap, Omega Supreme, $250, $350. It's like, toy collecting and Transformers, it's so far gone at this point, as far as getting into the old stuff. Because there's so much great stuff out there, but because of the way that the fandom has gone, and eBay and everything else, it's like, wow, it's unattainable.
Oh yeah.
This is speaking from experience, because I spent almost $1,000 on 3 Transformers back in 2008. I spent 300 and something on a G1 Blaster, 300 and something on a G1 Galvatron, and 300 and something on a G1 Soundwave that was complete. So I know And of course, back then I was dumb and stupid, and I was just getting back into collecting, and I didn't know anything about eBay prices and this, that, and the other thing, and everything else. But I did spend the money, that kind of money, on those toys. And do they demand that value? Oh, yes, they do, because they are very collectible. But it's just, you know, you can get your children into, like, the new cartoons. You can get them into the cartoons, but getting them into toy collecting, I highly do not advise it.
Nice.
What else did you want to talk about?
Well, for one, we should probably mention that since the topic's pretty much dead, we are now on Stitcher.
Yes.
Which you will have heard in the commercial, which, what is Stitcher, you ask? It is a smart radio, being that it can be put on your iPhone, iPad, your Android phone. It can be put on your car stereos, for those that have the digital ability that, such as like GM and Ford vehicles.
Yep.
You can do it on your BlackBerry, web iOS, and and on your desktop. You can log in, and you can listen. Streaming. And it's fast. So that's also another alternative to the Geekcast Radio website, or iTunes, or any of that other bullshit that we've submitted to before. Because Stitcher's awesome.
Yes. Yes, they are. It's a very cool... I will say, like, for someone who has had an iPhone in the past, it's a very cool way to just stream it rather than... And the good thing about, like, with iPhone or with an Android phone is, and one thing I've noticed is that... because I've been testing out some Android phones lately. One good thing about it is you can have it running in the background. Whereas if you're streaming on geekcastradio.com, sure, you can have it running in the background. You have to minimize your browser. But if you X off the page, you're screwed because the streaming will stop.
Being that Stitcher is an app,
yeah,
it keeps going.
Yep.
So that is a nice perk.
Yeah, they are very, very cool. All of our shows are over there streaming. And the other thing that's great as far as the smartphone aspect is, I remember when I had an iPhone, podcasts took up 80% of my storage space, in addition to maybe 20 playlists of actual music, not counting video, like not counting movies or TV shows on my iPhone. So downloading podcasts to your iPhone or iPad or Android phone or whatever, that takes up memory. And if you don't want, you know, if you're someone that's on the go or you're someone that has a long car ride to work, Stitcher's streaming is so much easier because you just go to the app, you select a show, they have like past episodes, lists, and everything else. So if you don't want to listen to the most current episode, you can go down the list to whatever one you want to listen to, and it just automatically streams it. And it's so easy. It's so awesome.
Yes. I tried it out. All of our shows just appeared on there today, and I was trying it out before the record, and I was quite impressed.
Yes.
So, yes, check that out.
Very cool.
So what are you looking forward to in the Transformers coming in the next, like, week or two?
Well, obviously more episodes of Transformers Prime, even though we are still two episodes ahead. Like I said, episode 21 just aired this past weekend. 22 will be airing this coming weekend, and then 23 the week after that, I think. I actually cannot wait to get to episode 24 because it brought back the 80s all over again at the end of episode 23 when they're like, to be continued. I'm like, no, I want to know what happens now.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah, I so can't wait for the last three episodes of season one of Transformers Prime.
I was like going, I so wanted to see the rest. Yep. I was like, no!
Exactly.
But it... Yes! When it actually gets to the point that it needs to be.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yes, I think that about does it before we go into a master train wreck. So, my name is Steve Megatron Phillips, and your name is?
DFG on Mike.
And what is your Twitter?
Twitter.com/TFG1Mike.
Mine is SCP-21.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us here on All Things Transformers version 2.0. There are many ways that you can leave feedback for the show. First, you can visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback on iTunes. Please do this. Nobody's really done it since version 2.0 started.
We've had some feedback for it, but not anything substantial.
I mean, I appreciate the people that have done it, but...
Oh, that's a big F you to all the iTunes reviewers.
Well, wow. What I mean is, like, something, I don't know, more extravagant than, it was great. I don't know. Or you can leave comments to be part of a future show, like bashing me for saying that, or asking Megatron, or asking us show stuff, whatever. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you were leaving the message for and your name. If you want to find out more about us in the social media aspect, you can go to... at Predacon Empire, which is pretty much the All Things Transformers feed. And you can go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork.
Yes.
Yes, and if you want to ask Megatron, go to @BW_Megatron and piss him off and maybe he'll respond. Ask him questions. He'll answer on the show. Yes, this is a train wreck. So
Megatron so needs to sing the Rubber Ducky song.
I'll throw that at the end somewhere because I should perform that right now. My nose is running. I have to go catch it. Yes, so thank you for listening to All Things Transformers version 2.0, and we will be talking to you next time. So with the outro, here's Megatron.
Ah, yes, the tub. I was spiked away from the Maximals and Predacons, my own personal time. Rubber ducky, you're the one. Rubber ducky, so much fun. Rubber ducky, I'm so in love with you. Yes.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.